This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rod V. Subramanian.
Bob Woodward has a new book, Rage. It's now available. In the book, Woodward reports that President Donald Trump expressed early concerns about the severity of the coronavirus. Yet Woodward waited until just before the release of the book to reveal what the president said. In an interview with NPR, Woodward says that on February 7th, President Trump shared with him that the virus is airborne and is more deadly than even your strenuous flus. And yet the next month, Trump publicly compared COVID-19 to the seasonal flu. Woodward told NPR's All Things Considered host Mary Louise Kelly in an interview that in February, he thought Trump was referring to the virus in China. In a March interview, Trump admitted to Woodward that he had been playing down the virus's severity. Woodward told NPR that if he thought there was something to tell the American people that they did not know, he would report it. There's been a lot of talk about whether Woodward should have come out with this information sooner rather than waiting just before the publication of his book. What are your thoughts on that, Rajvi?
Journalists, they make decisions based on what is convenient. But as we train to become journalists, one of the most important things that we learn as journalists is all we should have the welfare of the people as the priority. I think that should be how it should guide, because the free flow of information is definitely, it's one of the hallmarks of a strong democracy. And as journalists, we should be kind of a soldier for getting that free flow of information. I think in this case, Bob Woodward, as you all know, he was the one who actually helped in the downfall of President Nixon. I think he had a good chance of doing that a while earlier, but I think I don't know why he waited for so long. Maybe he has his own, reasons for that. But I think, if you had been watching news, if you had been observing what's around happening around the world, this started way back in January itself. And I don't know, just because people all say, you missed it and all that. I think, if you are a good administrator, if you are a good leader, you would not have missed it. Take, for instance, countries like Vietnam, Taiwan, Singapore. Everybody talks about New Zealand because these countries are the real leaders across the world, because even around like January, February, Taiwan realized the impact of this COVID-19 virus. They started contact tracing way back in January. And now look at how those countries have handled it. I think, based on like what Bob Woodward had done or whatever other journalists would have done, I think we missed a good leadership. That's what we missed. I don't think that Woodward's decision to leak or publish the information could have made any difference.
Well, again, the interview was in February. He thought Trump was referring to COVID-19 in China. In February, it had yet to really strike in large numbers in the U.S. That wasn't until mid-March.
And I tend to give Bob Woodward, given his credentials and his illustrious career, some of the benefit of the doubt on that. I think time maybe will play out and people more interviews and maybe more questioning might determine that. But I'm at least at this point in time, I'm satisfied with that answer. But I also want to speak to what Rajvi said just about what this questioning and this research and this investigation is borne out, is the fact that, again, countries around the world that have far fewer riches and resources than the United States were far more proactive and did a far better job at responding to public health and making sure they're ensuring the security and the health and well-being of their citizens, whereas the president has failed. Whether he was speaking about this, about the United States back in February or not, I think the fact remains that we had mismanagement, misleadership, gross mismanagement all around across the board.
That's been apparent for a few months, though. Don't you think Woodward should have still even if he didn't come out and say something in February or even March, by April or May, don't you think Woodward could have revealed what the president had told him early this year?
I think he could have, sure. But once again, it's very early. He's getting these questions. He's just had his first round of interviews about this. The book just got released. I think it's a valid question, and I think it's a question we still need to press and to find out more. So, and I'm interested to find out more of that. But I'm more liable to believe that if he thought it was because of China, and maybe it wasn't something that was an immediate threat to the United States, for what we've learned so much about this disease in such a short period amount of time. So I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I think it's a question that we still need to press. Journalists have to be responsive too. Journalists aren't the only ones asking the hard questions and having to find out the very tough answers to these very difficult issues. And I think, Bob Woodward, the utmost journalist of our times, has to be held accountable too. Absolutely.
And we can certainly today look back on something that may have been said 6 or 7 months ago and judge it differently than we would have at the time. So much has changed with this virus and our way of thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely. And, what we know today or what we think we know now here at this point in time may altogether change in a matter of weeks or months,
too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
See, I think my understanding is, you don't need a journalist like Bob Woodward to tell you what's happening around the world or in the country. World Health Organization, they announced that this was a pandemic during the second week of March. Isn't that good enough for you all to take action? So we don't need someone to understand, oh, man, this is a serious situation. Everybody knows. See, ultimately, it's politics.
Are you saying, Rajvi, that you think Woodward, by March, should have said something based on what he was told by the president in February?
No, my question is, one journalist, everybody was knowing that information. This was a serious situation. If Bob Woodward had leaked even that information back then, I think it would not have made any change at all. Because we have to understand, this is about politics. This is about people staying in power. They will do anything to justify their actions. Just because I have the information that this is a very, crucial thing, that it should safeguard the people, for a people in power, they will do anything to stay in power. I think that is what is politics. Whether it's President Putin, Vladimir Putin, or Belarus Lukashenko, or Syria's Bashar al-Assad, or whoever it is, people will do anything to stay in power, and this is what is politics. And people should understand that their leaders are doing this for their welfare. And even if we try to explain this, I think people won't get it because they blindly trust their leader. And I personally think whether Woodward decided to reveal the information back then would not have any impact, because the mainstream media, what it covers is what matters. And I don't think, even now, this is going to have any impact, because we still have people who blindly trust the present leadership. So there is not much of any change that is going to have an impact. At least we can have a talk or a chat about it. Oh, well, he knew about it. But I don't think this is going to change anything in the present situation.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. We have no way of knowing whether more information had been available earlier, if it would have changed anything. But I don't think that's a judgment call for a journalist. If you have information, you release it and let the chips fall where they may.
And I agree. And I still think, again, because it's very early, if Woodward thought this was about Chinese related and there wasn't an imminent threat to the United States, I think that's one thing. But then again, people do travel overseas, and the president had cut off travel to China at the time by March. And, in hindsight, perhaps maybe Woodward should have said something. But I think we need to know more, and I think that's what our industry is about: fact-finding, answering the questions, and asking these very tough questions right now. And I think we need the media now more than ever to try to separate fact from fiction and try to make sure that people are doing the right thing right now.
We're going to wrap up our discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.